literally Danny's like, ah, I got my tummy hurts a little. Get on the air. Come on, I have a tummy ache. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it.
Come on, I have a tummy ache. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it.
You tell me this started hurting 15 minutes before, like you didn't know an hour ago. You couldn't make it.
It's my fault.
Right, thanks.
It's my fault. He knew I was coming. My fault. Right, I can't have both of that. It's my fault. He knew I was coming. My fault.
It's too much awesome.
That's right.
There we go. Hopefully I'm fixed now. I see the little bar going blah 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 now. So I see the little bar. That's what happens. They missed my cool introduction where I said a lot of really awesome stuff. And now there's a catch.
Yeah, this is what's going to happen. I started talking and he's jealous. Yeah. So this is what's going to happen. Now what's the show talking is. And he's jealous. Yeah. So this is what's going to happen. Now what's the show talking is. And he's jealous. Yeah. So this is what's going to happen. Now what's the show talking.
Sorry, I don't know how to fix whatever echo thing is happening.
You do? You know how?
No. Gnarly echo loop. No. Is it me? Gnarly echo loop. No. Is it me? I'll figure it out. You guys talk. Whatever.
Is it just you who's echoing it, or is it everybody? Is it just you?
I think it's on you guys.
Great job.
Because I was muted.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Okay.
So we're testing it. Not. It's fine.
Once you screen with us, so we can see what we can see your setup. What it looks like.
Wait. Okay. Is that better? Hold on. I had Twitch. In the background. I wonder if it was picking that. Audio up.
Yes, that would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Look at that. It was my fault.
Always.
I also clicked like 7 other buttons other than that, so it might not have been that, which is basically a really good tie-in for incident response and how to be a really good sysadmin is when things go wrong, you absolutely must panic and change as many things. Yep. Without documenting what you've done.
Yeah, about to say undocumented changes.
Yeah, so with here we are dropping the knowledge already on episode number 1 of season 2 of the Trimark Happy Hour with our esteemed colleagues and friends, the Jim Security, horse, and Dev, that guy, and our guest. Thanks. Our guest, the one and only Mrs. Moose. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is always a fun time in the middle of my day. I was not told that we would have more IR. I was told I was getting a break from IR. So I would like to point out that this was a bait and switch. but yes. Here we are. This is fine.
I was told we were talking about cats today.
That's how they got me. Danny promised this was, we're only going to talk about cats. This is all cat hour. But I am slowly realizing that was a lie.
Nobody told me what was happening. So the bait and switch was that Danny was supposed to be in this chair and that I was supposed to be up that way. So my bad. No more IR talk. Just cats.
Well, we can talk IR. Cats and IR go hand in hand. I just put the headset on them when I need a break, so that's my secret. Follow me for more. So
the cat knows
everything.
Do your
cats love bridge calls, or they're getting different?
I have everything, so I'm externally facing IR. I work for everyone and no one. I disclose no one's stuff, but I've seen everything. It's one of those. I am a consultant. Depending on the kind of day you're having. You go, ooh, good, a consultant, or you go, oh, God, a consultant. So, like, your mileage may vary. So either you love me, you hate me, or both, depending on the day of the week. It is Friday, though, so everybody should love me right now. You can't spell Friday without DFIR.
It's because, little-known fact, the attackers, they don't work weekends.
Yeah.
Right? Or holidays. Definitely not holidays.
They're about to say holidays, too.
Yeah.
You know what I really miss? I actually miss the old days. I was telling somebody about this the other day. I was like, my favorite holiday used to be Chinese New Year. It's because it was religiously the one week I could take off. Where I was like, oh, you know, there will be fewer cases on these days. I don't know why. No idea. but I seem to always get that off, so not anymore.
Yeah, there's just no universal, broadly celebrated holiday across the entire world.
I think we need to go back and really respect that as a holiday, because I was a big fan. You clean your house, you're hospitable to everybody else, you make dumplings, like, a great holiday. Clean it. But no more.
So if our founder, Sean, were here, he would make sure that we mentioned the documentary Independence Day, where everyone on Earth celebrates the same holiday when we protected ourselves successfully from the threat, the alien threat. So we can all take that day off.
No, but he would have said it would have been a Star Trek reference that he brings in the internet.
It might have been inside there too.
Yeah. I just love documentaries though.
You've brought glory on your house by referencing Star Trek today. I'm sure you got bonus points with Sean. So.
Yes, that's, I got to make sure I hit the quota to keep my job. I have to mention it at least 2 times a week.
So one of the things I know for a fact that we can talk about is the epic failure that occurred at ShmooCon, which was basically that Litmoose showed up after I had already left. Or something like that.
Nope. But, I was there the whole time. Where were you?
Bro, no. Okay. I was behind the Trimark desk the whole time.
Well, it's except okay. Everyone should understand, you know, I blend into the background. I'm really hard to find. Like, nature has camouflaged me with this color. So, like, it's really hard to spot me in a crowd, guys. So go easy on him.
I don't know if Jim even knew this or not, but I was actively looking for you like for like 2 days.
Not creepy at all.
No. I'm gonna point something out. Here's this is gonna belie like probably horrible on me, but look good on you. Did you try the bar during those 2 days at all?
Almost exclusively.
That's where I was. So I don't know how you missed me.
I don't know.
Well, it is a circle in there, so maybe.
Well, there are technically 2 bars, so we could have just been ships crossing in the night.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Wait, where's the second bar? I know the one right by the elevators. Where's the other?
There are 2 on either side of the elevators. So if you go left or right, you've chosen well. Huh. ShmooCon has you covered.
Yep.
This is true.
Yep.
Even if you're not enjoying libations, that's the place to be, because that's where all the fun stories are told.
It's true.
If you can hear them over the roar of the people that are enjoying.
I've got to give shout out, because I'm not a heavy drinker. Leslie Carhart, if you all know her, this year did mocktails, and they were delicious. So if you missed out on those, you really missed out. You found the wrong one of us. Because if you found me, I'm just going to say hi to you. If you found her, she made you a mocktail, and so she was the person to find this year.
That was that first night where she was handing stuff out, right? Yeah.
She had the kit and everything else. Super freaking good, like pro. And I used to be a bartender, so I'm looking at that and I'm just like, wow, I've never done this before. This is amazing.
Good attempt, Jake. Good attempt.
Yeah. And if you, like, so the other cool part about having, like, a whole mocktail setup is, like, you can just sit out on a street corner with your mocktails, and the cops really can't do anything about it. You know, it looks like an elaborate drinking setup. You've got a little bar set up there or whatever, and you're drinking mocktails, and you don't even need a paper bag. It's good.
See, this is why I live in New York City, is I don't have to worry about such things. Nobody cares. It can be the real thing, and they'll just look at you funny. So,
well, it depends on what area you're talking. Because I remember walking down in New York City with a drink in my hand, and it was in a paper bag, and he still stopped me. But it was non-alcoholic, so I was like, I just happened to have it in a paper bag and never took it out. So, depends on what era you're talking about. This is back in the 1990s, 2000s,
different time.
This is about the time that you usually make a brown joke, Dev.
Why would I make a brown joke?
About the paper bag. The bag, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, do people normally get white bags when they get drinks? I don't know. Like,
depends like on you go to, I think.
Am I missing out in society?
We need to start talking about bodegas and cut the rest of them out of this conversation, Dev. Like, we'll just, like, we'll reference that, and it becomes New York really quickly. It's fine.
The best thing to get from a bodega is their breakfast sandwich. Oh my god, it's like a heart attack, but it's amazing.
Well, there's that, and then there's therapy. So everybody should have a bodega guy. And so, like, I'll go to mine when I'm having a really bad day at work. And, like, you have to get the bodega coffee because that's proper. Yep. But you get the bodega coffee so that you can spend 10 minutes talking to your bodega guy about how awful your day is. And that's my therapist. So that is traditional. I talk to him a lot.
Does your bodega have a cat?
Sadly, ours does not. Okay. I'm working on it.
Okay.
It's not like I haven't tried to introduce a cat into the bodega, because that's who I am as a person. But no, it does not have a permanent cat yet.
This no year, possums either.
2024 possums. Is my year.
Ooh.
Oh, possums! We have possums. Well,
yeah, but not in your bodega.
Not in the bodega yet. I say yet for everything, because, like, who knows what kind of day I'm having? Like, that's what comes into the bodega. My poor now husband, when we first got together, this is much pre-COVID, and it was my first experience in New York City, because I'm Florida woman. And that's all you really need to know, is I'm Florida woman. We were walking. I think it was either December or January. It was really cold outside. And I looked down. I want to say this was during a NYSEC, like, hacker meetup or something, because there were a bunch of hackers in town. And I see this little thing on the sidewalk, and I go, oh, no. And it's the first oh, no he's ever heard of many. Now he knows what it means, but back then he didn't know what that meant. And I reach down and I pick up this tiny thing and I start doing this, and he's like, what did you just pick up? And I was like, I think it's a baby rat. And it was. And he was like, did you just pick up a dead rat? And I was like, no, it's alive. And so now I have this baby rat, New York City street rat, baby New York City street rat that I'm now carrying around with me, and we start going into bars. That was me, like, first experience in New York City, was I'm going to immediately come in as Florida woman, pick up the one creature that everybody, like, either you love it or you hate it, but most people don't pick them up, and definitely took it straight into a bar. So.
The bar owner must have been so happy to see that rat come in.
Actually, she was. She was delightful. She was like, oh, wow, it's very cute. And I was like, yeah, right? So she gets a gold star.
Yeah.
So, like, Ratatouille, like, that you put on top of your head and it kind of made drinks for them? Or?
So I wish we were flying back to where I lived at the time the next day, and we may have pawned the baby rat off on a vet tech in the area, and it is living its best little rat life to this day as a pet. So,
has it reached its, like, full-size adult weight of 35 pounds now, then? As a New Yorker.
35 pounds?
Of course, yeah. They get larger than capybaras. Like, you know, if you want to know what New York's really like, yeah, like, that and the sewer gators. Like, we can go all day on this one, so.
Yeah, as Florida woman, you must... are you not, like, especially partial to sewer gators?
God, the most jealous I've ever gotten from living here is there was a gator found in a lake in New Jersey, and I was like, damn it! I was like, I didn't find it. So, like, that was my jealousy coming out. And then the dangerous thing is I told somebody, I was like, I totally would have caught that. And, like, several people around at the time were like, yeah, we know. So I do. I miss Florida just a little bit when it comes to the wildlife, but not when it comes to Florida man. So,
yeah.
Oh, Brandon, I can see you now. I haven't seen you this whole time because you weren't sharing this with the back end.
Oh, so you can see. So now you can be like, oh, I did see you at Shmoo. I just didn't say hello. You were the odd-looking fellow at the side of the bar.
No, I can see the chat now, too, though. This is nice.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to have Twitch open in the background because of, you know, what you did in the beginning.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't me.
So, do you hear about that one story about that one? Like, this was years ago in New York City, where the one guy who had, like, an alligator, a python, and some other animals in his apartment. Not in a house, in an apartment. And they only found out because he went into the emergency room with a big, like, bit, like, bite mark on his thigh or something like that. And then they found out he was having all these exotic animals in his apartment.
Like, that's a Tuesday in New York.
Yeah, and that's not exotic in Florida. That's just exotic in New York.
Yeah. I think he actually had a lion or something, too. Or something similar.
Yeah,
a tiger.
Still not so out of... I mean...
It was crazy.
No one bedroom in New York, and I can't imagine having more than, like, those cats in there. That would be chaotic. That's a no-go.
Yeah, like, and like, if the alligator is crawling across your desk while you're in a meeting, like, how do you get it to stop? You know, like, that's biting, you know?
Like, I should get paid extra for that as a consultant. Like, you pay for me, but then, like, you pay double for if I bring the alligator out. Like, that's...
Yeah. Like that's the... how you know it's serious.
Yeah. It's a therapy alligator. Like, you're going through an IR... Like, you're having your worst day. What do you need me to bring out? Is it just, like, cat level? Do you need to see the cats? I'll bring the cats, like, therapy cat. If it's bad enough, yeah. Like, you're dealing with this horrible, horrible threat actor, live hands on keyboard. All right, hold on. Let me go get the therapy gator. You can see the therapy gator, you know, so.
So how do you travel on planes with it? Do you just, like, put it as a therapy alligator going... I put it underneath your underneath the seat.
Yeah, you just
God, I wish.
For it.
God, I want to see it. I want to see it happen. Somebody who's listening to this in Florida, please try. I want the headline because I think that ship has sailed for me. But I believe in you, whoever's listening out there. I don't condone it, so don't quote this to the police. Like I will deny everything. This is hypothetical. This is comedy. But
it'll
be
funny as hell.
I was going to say, if you see it, send it to me because I'm going to laugh.
Oh, you see them go to the mall with an alligator on a leash and it is walking around?
Oh, that's normal in Florida. I will say that. Like, there are a bunch of people with alligators in Florida. I forget
really?
When it happened. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think they check. I'm not saying it's legal.
Okay.
But since when do Floridians care about that?
Just link in the chat about a story I read a little while ago that is about Wally, the emotional support alligator. Have you seen this story before?
Yes,
yeah.
And it's adorable. They put a sweater on that thing.
Yeah, well, you don't want it to get cold.
Oh, you had to wrestle that alligator to put a damn sweater on it, I can guarantee.
No, no, it way easier than my dog and cat. Yeah, it was very docile.
It's easier than putting one on a cat. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Probably easier than putting one on a toddler.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, you turn it upside down, and you can put as many sweaters on it as you want, right?
Yeah, is that how it works? Tame. Yeah, alligators like they like their bellies rubbed. They're pretty tame unless they like are running at you, which. Fun fact, IR fact of the day, because I'll bring us back to that. Florida school children, I learned way too late in life, are taught different. So in kindergarten, we're actually taught how to run from an alligator. Learned, you know, yeah, zigzag. I thought that all children were taught how to run from an alligator when they were my age. It wasn't until later that I met people from other states who were like, that's very strange and not normal. I was like, well, then how do you escape alligators? Like, how did you live through childhood if you didn't know how to run from an alligator? And they were like, that's a Florida thing. So, yeah.
It's like
the
Big
Bang
Theory.
Louisiana must, like, at least Louisiana probably gets me. Like, New Orleans probably understands me as a person. But I don't know if that's, like, a brag or I should not admit that on camera.
Sounds like a big bang theory where they talk about Mumai the cobra, like how to like not to play with cobras, kind of thing. No one's seen that episode. Okay,
fine. I haven't seen an episode about not playing with cobras, but this seems like wise advice. So hopefully people are getting some takeaways today of what not to do with wildlife.
Yeah, we learned how to run away from snowstorms and blizzards in Minnesota, but you can't. So you just deal with it.
Oh, I'm doomed. I don't know. I don't know.
Hunker down.
Yeah.
Yep. Hunkering is the best. Jake, what are you doing?
I thought I was doing that. I was like, wait, what? What happened?
Well, you're moving his camera. That's some interesting.
I was trying to show you the snowstorm that just started right outside, as you guys were saying. Snowstorm.
Yeah. Out there.
All we saw was a white screen. We can't see anything else.
Complete, and total whiteout blizzard. That's crazy.
I don't know if mine will show up, but we'll try.
OSINT.
It is snowing.
Now take a picture of that, everyone, and see if you can reverse image search.
Good luck. I wouldn't show you something you could. So good luck.
What the hell? Where did I just download this thing to?
I moved to upstate New York, where snow is year-rounding, kind of almost. Where winter is like 6 months of the year.
Oh.
Yes.
Only 6 months? That's pretty cool.
Look how cute it is.
Here, I'll see if I can put that in here for us.
I love this. This is. Look, we've replaced Danny, everybody. It's like the same thing.
Danny's here, and he's dressed up.
Is he wearing a blue tuxedo? I don't know.
He's going to see this later and be so mad at me.
I mean, you know it's not Danny because none of his nipples are showing.
Hold on, let me Google nipple alligator. Yeah,
they're not mammals, guys. Like, you're not gonna find that. I hope to God you're not gonna find that.
Rule 34
say those words out loud. Like, never mind. I'm taking that back because if you can Google it, it exists. That's the rule of the internet.
Yeah. And now with AI, somebody will create one.
I saw a pregnant Clippy earlier today, so if there's everything on the internet. But yes, it
that's upsetting. I don't Swifty. Know why that's upsetting. Yeah. Wait, Swift did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes
it's
sense.
It's on an official Microsoft support page though, which is weird. And it's still up, and it's been up for like 3 years.
Hey, sorry, so
I don't know
how to pronounce this. Golats, I don't know how to, whatever. Someone in chat is asking about asking questions. So, yes, please ask questions in chat. And if you don't like hearing only about alligators and
whatever. Yeah, we can talk security. I think
you want us to get back on track?
Yeah, if we have to. I mean,
we can talk about cats.
Yeah.
Security. We said not.
We can talk.
Oh, security? Oh. Yeah. Whatever.
Hey, wait. Animals? That's security.
I think we're all over here living the dream of, like, I really have found this more than any other industry. Like, everybody I talk to who's done this for more than 5 years is, like, they have some weird dream about going off-grid and farming something.
Yeah.
I don't know about farming.
And so, you've got to survive somehow. Like, there's a food stuff, and then there's the off-grid part. So, like, you have a little bit of both. And the more you're in it, the more you have this, like, weird fantasy to the degree of I have more than a handful of friends now who will send me honey because they farm bees.
Yep.
And that is, like, a weird, like, Venn diagram in the security, like, sector where we're all like, no, you know what? And I've told people on calls before, like, if they're dealing with something bad enough, I'm like, I would like to retire and go farm goats. That's me.
Yeah.
Like, that's mine.
But do you have to actually leave a metropolitan area to go off-grid? I mean, you can still be off-grid in a metropolitan area.
You can. Ish.
Yeah. I mean, find the right abandoned building. I mean, it's...
Why has it to be abandoned? You can be in a regular house and you can go, like, solar panels, get a septic tank that automatically converts it to a, I don't know, whatever they convert it to.
You're not going to get a septic tank in a big city, dude. They're never going to... You're going to have to do some
the country. The goat.
You've clearly never gone through the New York City like permit process, which is a process.
You haven't seriously thought about this yet, Dev.
I wasn't thinking of like a major city. I was thinking more like the suburbs.
Now, mostly. I'll give you this because we could shift the conversation in this direction. If anyone's never seen it, please go search incendiary toilet. That's a thing that exists. And in a remote enough area, that's like the solution is I'll just set everything on fire. And that should spark joy, no pun intended, but pun also intended, with the security community. Oh my God, Jake, that's horrible.
Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't unsee this. I cannot unsee this, Jake.
Oh, jeez.
I'm declaring an incident right now. This is upsetting.
Don't. I won't paste the first few comments that came out of this either. Ugh.
I'm sure.
All right, sorry. I'm trying to read and digest the question in chat here.
Legitimate, serious question.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is a question. Hold on.
Cybersecurity mesh architecture and the fact that a lot of organizations have departments completely siloed off using separate products that don't communicate with each other outside of sending logs, events, alerts over syslog, etc. I feel like there's no way to build a true CSMA that's fully leveraging everything available. Oh, yeah, that's...
I'd just like to start out by saying you do know it's Friday, right? And we're... This is like an hour.
It's not that hour. Kind of show.
Yeah, it's called Happy Hour, for God's sake.
Beginning of my day started off this way. So to their credit, like... And the rest of my day will probably go this way. But that's not a happy hour. That's like the sadness hour. Especially if we talk about siloing and start saying the word segmentation. Like, who does segmentation right? Raise your hand.
Okay, Jim doesn't count.
Lower your hand, Jim. Like, nobody? Consultants don't count. We look at everybody else's madness. But if you look like in-house, there's always something more that can be segmented. And used to be, you'd talk about it and you'd just be like, oh, network segmentation. And then nobody started thinking about, like, I don't know, principle of least privilege and, like, user segmentation or service segmentation. Except there was one. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm gonna say it anyway. There was a firewall that thought of this, and I have to give them credit because I like the granularity of it. However, the default is 6 NEs on a firewall, and that's Palo Alto, and I love them for it. Right? They made it granular, so you could actually, if you took the time to actually configure it. Get very granular on how you set it up, except the default is 6 NEs on a firewall. So any source, any destination, any port, any service, any user. I'm missing one.
Any application?
Any application. There we go. Yep, that's the last one. So 6. And wouldn't you know it, I've seen all 6. Because of course. So, I mean, you can segment more, and you can segment a lot of things more. The question is, do you? And then there's shadow IT, which is a whole thing.
I did before I was a consultant, so that's why I'm a consultant now, is I actually segmented all the things before I became a consultant.
You gotta be fair to most companies. When you start doing too much segmentation, and start breaking things up and start looking at traffic flows, there's come to the point where the user's capability or ability to use certain applications or certain type of collaboration tools start really buckling underneath that. And at least that's what we found when at the 2 companies ago that I worked at, when we segmented everything off. And they're like, well, my tool can't talk to this person's tool, and we can't do this, and we can't do that. And it's like to the point where
configuration.
There's a happy middle ground that happens, and this is where you'll find the happiest security people that are, they have the power to shut things off and see who yells. and siloing it that way. Now, you can't shut down business. So I'm the opposite. Like, I've done segmentation in my own life because I can't leave well enough alone. And I have my own little tools at home that we won't talk about. But I was with hashtag very large corporation, and there is just no perfect in that. And you should never let perfect be the enemy of the good.
Yep.
And so getting it even close and just eating the elephant one bite at a time and doing something else every day. But that's why when I talk to people of all sizes, I'm like, when's the last time you showdanned yourself? Like, what are you scanning? What is your, like, everybody gets very bored with it. But man, vulnerability management and scanning and red teams, it is a thankless job. And I don't think people realize how much crap that, unless you're in those shoes, how much crap those folks take. Because they're never bringing good news. At least for me, I get to be the, like, nobody wants to see me. I'm kind of the angel of death, but I've been called. Like, they actually want me there. Everyone else, you're pointing out problems, and it's not exactly like a good day if you're doing it. So somebody's going to be upset with you doing your job at the end of the day. So,
No, and a lot of people, you know, have this dream of farming honey or goats or whatever. My post InfoSec job is going to be to get a tiny tractor, like one of those little backhoe excavator things, and I'm going to dig holes in people's yard. They can put all their computers in them. I'll cover it up and I'll vent over it. And so it's still InfoSec, but like I get to run a tractor and I'm, once I get like, you know, really good uptake on this, I think we're going to really secure the world.
Ask a question off of that because I'm never going to hear the end of it at home. My husband keeps telling me, like, you'll never understand it. Men just want to dig holes. I want to dig a hole. Is this part of that? Like, is that a thing? Because, like, yeah. I swear to God.
Like, maybe that's a thing for a certain type of man. I don't know.
When you started saying that, I was just like, oh my God, the man is talking about digging holes. I have to hear this all the time at home. Us?
Well,
I'm going to bury computers. And I was like, oh, this is actually tangentially related. But you could have stopped at, like, I'm just going to retire and dig a hole in my backyard. Yeah. And it would be verbatim what I have to hear at home.
So, like, maybe next year your husband and I will talk about hole digging at the next conference.
If you do, I'm gonna excuse myself politely because I'll be laughing, but then I'll need a whiskey.
If they do, you don't need to excuse yourself nicely. You can just be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't talk. I'm gonna go backwards. I'll go back to being a vet tech. It just doesn't pay anything.
Wait, you were a vet tech at one point?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have a weird background. You never stop being a vet tech. It's not what I do for my job anymore. So I miss it.
I used to be a babysitter, and now I just babysit all my own kids.
Now you can't be now you can't be 100 feet around other people's kids.
I don't even want to say that you do that for free, because technically you're paying a lot of money. That job.
It's great, let me tell you, especially when snow is falling and school is canceled. It's great.
See, you don't live far north enough, because when you do, snow don't stop schools. Like, we probably have one, maybe two times in the last 15 years the school has closed. It just never does because snow. They actually have to end school early because they have so much snow days they never use.
Mine has closed 3 times this week.
Oh, wow.
But not because of the snow, just because of the cold. It was in the negatives on wind chill, so, like super negative. So
it has to be negative 30 up here, I think.
Yeah. I see the question in chat about, are you the go-to for vet questions? I did that this week where I work. So I am technically the in-house with my coworkers. So.
Yeah,
you get a stipend for that.
also giving me advice.
Actually,
about my...
for Jim, yeah. That's how we know each other.
Yep. Yeah, it's cats all the way down.
Let's go into cats. Yeah, so did you guys obviously knew each other before Shmoo, right? At least via like Twitter, right? Okay. So what's why are we talking about cats?
Why aren't we talking about cats?
Yeah.
You should always talk about cats. I like dogs too. We can talk about possums. Like, what do we want to talk about?
There's no limit to the possibilities. I mean, yeah.
Actually, go ahead.
No, you.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I had a weird and varied life before this, so it wasn't just that I was a vet tech before, but I was a vet tech in Florida. And the specific clinic I worked at in Florida happened to service Big Cat Rescue. And so I have technically, tangentially, worked for Carol Baskin, which is the fun fact at work.
Yeah. So, when the lion was brought up earlier in the apartment, I was thinking, like, that's really not out of the ordinary for Florida either.
Nope. Well, and the fun thing, too, is... I knew that I had lost my opportunity because I had already moved away from Florida at this point. But back when I was a vet tech in Florida, if you all have seen Tiger King, Joe used to message me on Facebook to try and get me to move to his like sanctuary because he knew that we did services for Carol. And the two hated each other desperately. And I was like, I'm not in this and I'm not talking to either of you. And that's where I realized during COVID, wow, I really messed up because that was my meal ticket. Like, I didn't know this was going to be a Netflix show, but nobody interviewed me because I told people I don't like people and I don't want to talk to you. And I was like, I should have talked to the crazy people. I missed out.
Yeah, you could have dodged some bullets there too, I guess, in a way, by not being involved.
Very much so. Yes, dodged a lot of bullets.
Some literal bullets.
That Netflix money, though, like I look at that and I'm like, I could have had something,
like a goat farm.
Yeah, like a goat farm, exactly, and what? not a. It's not 4 o'clock here yet, but not a 4 p.m. incident on Friday. Like, just saying.
So I have to correct myself. It wasn't a lion. It was a tiger. So that's what I'm.
Huge difference.
425 pound tiger.
Yeah, I mean.
I'd treat that completely differently. That wouldn't rip my arm off. That'd be fine.
I sent you a picture, Brandon, in Teams. You want to post that? But yeah, it's just a guy, a cop, like trying to get his like a tranquilizer shot to like tame the animal. Like, who keeps that in their apart? Like, I don't know.
Oh, Jake, your dog is so cute.
Thanks. She is 14 years old.
So cute. I love the ears.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. She's been playing out in the snow with my wife and daughter. So
it's a good day.
That's why this blanket is for her.
Yeah.
Well, does she know the difference?
Barking at something the entire time we've been on camera. So hopefully you can't hear it, but that's what he does.
Wait, is there something special about that blanket? That blanket is the dog's blanket? But...
No. Yeah, like since it gets messy, and then I'll just swap it out, and then.
Oh, okay.
You know. For when humans need to use that bed.
Yeah. Dog in snow. That's, yep.
It's gross. Yeah.
I never had a dog before.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. I have a cat that walks on a leash, and he likes to go out in the snow. So after this podcast, I'm sure that will be my day.
My wife was we got a new cat. My wife wants to actually get a leash for the cat and take it to the mall with her. Is that like something people do? Like she was curious, like can she do that? Will the mall say something?
The cat likes it, you can't do anything that the cat doesn't want to do.
No, so I think the cat would like it.
The best thing you can do is get if you have a cat, you can basically figure it out real quick. You buy a harness that fits them, And instead of putting them on a leash right away, just put the harness on them and let them walk around the house and get used to the harness. You can't walk a cat. The cat walks you. So as long as people understand that, just like you can't own a cat, you can cohabitate with a cat, but there is no ownership. Like, they're little demigods that share a space with you, and you feed them. And they look cute, and then you get very, very lucky if it's cold outside, because you're like, oh, I have a living blanket now, because now we're both benefiting from the heat. So I do. I have this little cat pile that warms me, and I feel very, very happy in the winter months, because I have low-budget space heaters.
Yeah. I don't know how low-budget, you know, when you figure in the medicine and...
don't remind me. So I have a 16-year-old diabetic cat. He costs more than the car. So I love him, but he does. Wow. It is, like, I don't know. When you get pets, just expect, like, there's an elderly phase, and get ready, because those vet bills, man. But they're so worth it. They're so worth it. Which is why I'm not, like, a vet tech anymore, because that doesn't pay, but this does. So I work so they can have a nice life.
That's good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Can I ask you a vet tech question as far as that? So, because I used to want to be like a vet as a young kid, like most young kids do. And the question was asked me about how do you handle like a dying cat or animal, like in that, like
you,
because you're such a pet lover.
It kills you. Like, don't, like, it never gets normal. Like, I will say that if you work in the space, it never gets normal. You actually have, just like real talk, because this might actually benefit the stream. Everybody in every industry that is high stress and deals with life in any shape or form usually has high anxiety and high depression rate. Veterinary is no stranger to that. There's high depression rates in the veterinary field because you are dealing with death quite often, like on a daily basis. Best thing you can do when you're dealing with it is you really look at quality of life. And when you go in and you're working with a vet, I can tell you right now, a good one, you really just want to ask the vet, what is the quality of life benefit to doing the next steps? And a real vet should be honest with you. Like, one that actually cares will be honest with you about what to do next. I have a type 2 diabetic, but I got to tell you, this cat is so spoiled and pampered, and, like, he is living his best life, because I also have him on arthritis shots. He acts like he's still a teeny. So he doesn't notice. But as soon as he starts noticing, that's going to be my worst day. So, And it's more about, like, us as humans, we get more attached than they're just living their lives. So that's the other thing, too, is people, like, especially owners, you tend to project because that's your best friend, right? It's harder for us than it is for them. So doing what's right for them is the hardest thing in the world.
Yep. Yeah, and like my cat's not quite as old as yours, but she's not in the best of health and stuff. But like, you know, she lays here and either fights for my desk mat on my standing desk, or I have a little cat bed right next to my feet. And when I'm working, she just lays here and purrs. Like,
she's happy. Yeah, that's important.
She's happy. She's content. I mean, she has some bad moments where, you know, with food and stuff like that. But by and large, she's a very happy cat and content cat. So, you know, if it ever gets to the point where her health is so bad that she's not happy and content and purring most of the day, then that sucks. And that's the part I'm not looking forward to.
Oh, and the good news for all of us on this, because just like we get very excited about new technology, it's still coming out and it's gotten better over the years for pets as well. And so one thing I'll say to anybody who will listen to it, yes, we're doing Vet Tech Hour instead of Security Hour, I'm winning, is there is now 2 new medications for elderly animals. So if you're older and your back hurts, just know that human arthritis medicine, if you just take glucosamine gummies, how much does that help you? Probably like this much. It's the same for pets. And we've been saying, oh, glucosamine for years for pets. Guess what? It doesn't work for them either. So now there are 2 injectables, one for cats and one for dogs, and forgive me, Silencia is the version for cats. They rebranded and they said something else for dogs, but talk to your vet about it, because it really is like life-changing for them. And a lot of pets go downhill or seem to go downhill more just because of chronic pain, just like humans. So that's a big one. And you all probably, if you have pets, are noticing it, because it's winter months, and what do we know about arthritis and us as humans? It hurts when it gets cold. So they're there too. Sorry, I just took the stream.
Listen, Danny told me we're talking about cats, so he's on board with that.
It's Danny's fault. I like this game of it's Danny's fault.
Season 2 is all about cats. All right, yeah, nothing
I'll
else.
I'll come back.
Yeah.
Actually, don't be surprised if the next year's MoodCon challenge is all cat themed.
I would love that so much.
Dev, did you see, the official CTF at Shmoo was also had an Indiana Jones factor.
No.
Did you know this when you built?
No. I didn't even know they had an official one.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture of, somebody got a picture of, they had like a big poster that I think they had some like hidden eye type stuff in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I can hear that. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, like hidden eye, like the visual thing, like the fun little thing that used to be for kids, or no?
Like, I don't know. I saw people coming with some, so it may have been more of like a 3D type thing.
Was it a schooner?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, Jake understands me. Excellent. Okay, we're good. I just had
the
to go
sailboat.
There. It's a sailboat. Sorry, pop culture movie reference.
Man.
Yeah. I got Jake. Jake. We're fine.
Yeah, what is it they call? Magic Eye or something like that?
Magic Eye.
Yeah,
it's a Magic Eye. I can't do them. I don't know the people who can, but I've never gotten it to work.
I could do it.
Yeah, you have to be able to make your eyes go this way.
Yeah.
No, I think you gotta make it go this way at the right angle.
I think it doesn't work for people with astigmatism. I don't know if that's the thing, but I know it doesn't work for me. But somebody
it also don't work for people with one eye.
Thanks, Dev. You're so
Hey, Joe, if you're still in chat, are you able to see the magic eye? Stop.
Does Joe have one eye? Because this got really mean very quickly.
Joe has two bad eyes.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm sorry, Joe. It's insensitive. I hope we're close enough for me to say that. I don't know what nope means. Nope, we're not friends anymore. While we figure that out, Dev, is our challenge still live?
Yeah, it was converted to be pure digital now, so you can do it.
Wait, did Joe just pop in?
I've been listening. No, so the answer to that is no. I have not been able to see them. So I lost my vision almost entirely at 16. Gained some of it back to 18, and then 18 to 21. Got about 60% of it back. So the center of my vision is the thing most affected because it's my optic nerve. My mitochondria don't produce enough energy in my optic nerve to grab the image from the retinal ganglia and pull it all the way back to my actual cortex. So unfortunately, with driving, also magic art books and illusions and optical illusions do not work on me. 0%.
Awesome.
Wild.
I'm there, but somebody like looked at me and they were like, "Well, do your eyes work?" And I said, "Yes." And then they said, "Well, I don't know. Are you autistic?" And I went, "Oh, also yes." And I was like, "Wow, that kind of hurts." Like.
Yeah.
Is that how I get diagnosed? Like, it works in IR. Like, I'll tell you that right now. Like, yay. But everything else, people are like, "Oh well, you know, you're just over here." So I'm right there with you, Joe.
Yep.
Yeah, and there are a lot of weird things about astigmatism too. Like I saw you mentioned it earlier. I can't do the magic thingies and have other weird issues because of astigmatism. Kathy said Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff about that that makes. But I took a picture of the Indiana Jones thing because my spouse is a huge Indiana Jones fan, so anything Indiana Jones is.
Wait, but you didn't have her do the challenge, for the Trimark challenge?
No, I don't do your challenges, Dev.
It was all Indiana Jones theme. What the hell?
Yeah, it's great.
It's because I'm brown, isn't it? It's because I'm brown.
There
I'm really
it
glad
is.
That after this, like the first of season two, like the theme is nobody's friends anymore. Like,
that's always been the theme. Like, yeah. I mean,
things happen.
This is not a camera thing. This is not a show thing. This is our every day.
This is more effective than playing Monopoly with you guys.
Oh.
Like,
that should be our next team building thing.
I hate that game.
Let's do that.
Yep. It never ends.
And Risk. We have to play both of those games.
No, if you're going to play Monopoly, you got to play Communist Monopoly.
Fun fact, I actually I own a condo in a building called Boardwalk, so I'm already winning.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. But do you have two hotels on it?
Technically, it has three.
For this over Monopoly, it also takes forever, but it's got trains.
Yes, oh my god. That's a... I used to play that.
It's a classic. I mean, you can tell by the box, but yeah. Love that game.
I prefer Ticket to Ride. I think that's a much better game than Monopoly.
Rail Baron was the original.
That's a good one, too.
Rail Baron was the original. I don't find many people who know what that is anymore.
Yeah, like, we, as a family, we played it once a year, and then, like, a couple months before we played it again, we would start talking again after the anger from the game. So, and we forget ourselves, play it again, and then, yeah.
I'm taking notes, because that is, like, a parenting win of, like, how do you get silence in the home? Like...
This is when I was a kid. Yeah. Like,
no, that's brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's one way to do it, I guess.
I don't think that's gonna work in my home. Anybody who's met my husband, silence is not a thing, so yeah.
Oh, I forgot about access and
I'm not because I agree. I have something similar like that in my house. Which I would dare not say out loud.
And on that note, we have about 5 minutes left. So, Jake, you want to lead us off on your new idea for season two as we close out?
Oh, yeah. So, last season we were doing, you know, just wins of the week. Or if you don't have a win because of what you do in your life. Something that really sucked. But I want to expand that and be like, you know, somebody cool you've talked to recently, product you're a fan of and just want to hype up, etc. And Evan Williams eggnog, that's my hype up of the day.
You set all that up just so you could say that?
No, not at all. That was not a big setup, but I was trying to think of something right now. And yeah, if you're an adult, you can drink eggnog whenever you want. I'd love it. Let's pass it off to Dev. What do you got? Win.
So my win of the week, I think it still counts towards this week, is I submitted my first talk for a B-side rock. Hopefully it gets accepted. We'll see. But my first talk, and I can't really say what it is, but it involves, I don't know if you guys can see this guy right here, and this guy right here. So two things.
He's doing the thing where you put the two blocks of wood together is what I think it is.
Yeah, and it sticks. It's like a magnet without magnets. No, it's going to be talking about, you know, really understanding Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
Yep, I read it. Can verify.
Me too.
Who's next?
Jim.
Is he frozen or is he standing
He
really
froze.
Still?
He's standing very still.
That's a great screenshot.
Brandon, what
yes it is.
Here, hold on. I got to screenshot this. All right, got it. Yeah, baby. Okay.
Why when you screenshot something like that, you say it like that?
What?
Yeah, baby.
I was excited.
Come to Papa.
God. All right, now we know a lot more about each other, don't we, Dev? So, I don't know. So, the end of, last week. So, last weekend, we were supposed to talk a little bit about Shmoo. And we did a little bit, but Shmoo was awesome. If you were there and you said, hey, it was great to meet y'all, we were at, Jim's typing, same sort of thing. Shmoo last week we did. Oh, great. Now our things are all messed up.
Jim now.
Whatever. Jim. Nah, and you're staying like that while I talk. I'll figure it out later. We released, we officially released our new Backdoors and Breaches deck that we've all been a part of. Super psyched about that. We gave out decks. They will be available in the Black Hills shop, and I know we'll have some. I believe our next con is going to be Charm, so I know we'll have some at Charm. I don't know beyond that. I'm sure we'll have some at our booths in the near future.
They'll be available in the online version end of this month as well.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it'll be on the play.backdoorsandbreaches. We also did probably my favorite thing of the whole con was getting to meet Jack Resider, who was the podcast host for Darknet Diaries. That was awesome. He did a signing thing at our booth, and thanks, Steph. So anyway, that was cool. Get to meet him, got to shake his hand, exchange a friendship bracelet with him. That was badass. So anyway, I stalled long enough. Jim's back.
Hey, like I said in chat, because stuff crashed, my win was having the opportunity to meet so many awesome people last week at Shmoo, including Moose.
That's definitely a win for me too. Mine is the partnerships every day, not to get warm and fuzzy on everyone, but I'll go granular. I have been building out kind of a hybrid thing where I like the multi-hats club because I can't leave well enough alone. And this year I get to bring two consultants with me along in my journey because I have a weird background that's both IR and Intel. And I now have, even though I have my team because I'm a manager where I work, I now have two people outside of my team where I get to foster and grow that Intel side too. So that's my win of the week, is I get to take two other people's careers and go, but wait, there's more. And that for me is a huge win because I remember what it was like when I had people help me when I was very, very new to this. And I know how much that can mean. So the fact that I get to now pay it forward is awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Amazing. All right. That's a good way to finish it up. Yeah. Leave the world better for you haven't been in it, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. All right. We will see y'all next week. I do not know if we've got a guest, but hopefully Danny will be back. So we'll trash talk and we'll talk more about cats. So
we'll do it live.
Don't count on it though. Don't count on live. Danny being here though.
I hope he is. Then I don't have to do all this.
Love my friends.
Thanks everybody. This was fun.